This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Right, good evening. Welcome to tonight's shiur. First of all, apologies for last week. The halacha shiur, the title is Weddings in Shul. And of course, it was connected to Parshas Bereishis, but the flight was cancelled last week, so I apologize if we didn't have the shiur. But it's an interesting topic, so I thought I would save it for this week. And the truth is, it's connected to chasnas. There's lots of chasnas going on in this week's sedra. Avraham marries Sarah in this week's sedra. And therefore, we have got some sort of connections. But really, the medrash, the springboard to the topic of weddings in shul, should they be inside the shul, outside the shul? We go to many chasnas in weather like this. Sometimes you have a beautiful shul, and the chuppah is outside in the forecourt, and it's pouring with rain, there's dustbins in the background, and it seems very strange. So what's it all about? So we're going to explore that this evening. Why is it that there seems to be a minhag to have weddings outside? So we'll talk about that. But the starting point is Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. If you take a look at the sheet, the first box, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer in Perek Yud Aleph says, Medrash, Esech chupos osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'adam harishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made not one, but 10 chupos for the wedding of Adam and Chava, began Eden, for kulam shel avonim tovos, for margolish, for shel zahav. And they were made out of gold and of pearls and diamonds, beautiful, you know, stones, etc., etc. Now, who's actually going to be dancing at the chasna? How can you have a chasna without family, friends, and who's going to make it lebedik? So says the medrash, "Vayu hamalachim metufafim betufim umeraktim." That actually the malachim, they were there with the music and dancing, and they were on hand to make it lebedik. Okay, and that's the springboard for this topic. Now, why is it that there is an idea to have a wedding outside? So the starting point is a Ramah. The Ramah in Evan Ha'ezer, when he talks about the chuppah, he says in Sifa in Simon Samach Aleph, Yesh Omrim Las Hos HaChuppah Tachas HaShemayim. One should make the chuppah Tachas HaShemayim, under the skies. Le Simon Tov Sheizarim Kekoich VeHaShemayim. It's a Simon Tov that this couple shall be blessed with children, with progeny, as numerous as the stars in the heavens. Tachas HaShemayim. That's the Ramah. Now, the difficulty is that the Ramah seems to contradict himself. Because there is a Ramah, not in Evan Ha'ezer, which deals with Chuppah and Kiddushin, but a Ramah in a totally different place, in Hilchas Avelus. In Yerodeah, the Ramah writes in Simon Shin Tzadi Aleph, can an Ovel go to a Chuppah? So the Ramah writes, he can go to a chuppah, avlo yikonis lebayis klal b'shar she'omdim b'mizumutei chosin v'kala v'chein nagin ba'ashkenazim medinas elu. He shouldn't go to the place where there's actually going to be music and dancing. V'chol ze bebayis she'osin hachasna v'oichlin v'shosin v'samechin shom, where what we call the dinner, that's where the dinner is. Avo b'chuppah, but in the actual chuppah, she'osin bebayis hakneses, in the chuppah which they make in the shul, shemavarchin sham birchas erusin v'nisuin ve'ein simcha klal, you just have the ceremony, the actual chuppah, the actual kiddushin and the nisuin, mutza miyadach hashiva v'yesh reisun ad shleishim. So long as it's not in the shiva, according to some, not in the shleishim, but it's in the yud beis chodesh, it's in the 12 months, that would be okay for him to go. Okay, that's the Ramah in Hilchas Yerodeh, in Hilchas Avelus. The difficulty is, the Ramah makes mention of Chuppah She'osin B'beis HaKnesses. Hang on a second. The Ramah says earlier in Evan Ha'ezer, Yesh La'asos HaChuppah Tachas HaShemayim. So how do you square that? So that's an interesting problem. There are two ways I've come across how to solve this problem. One is a Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael is a famous pirush on Mishnayos. And in his Hagdama to Seyde Moed in Klalei Hilchas Smachos, he says the following. What is the makar for the Ramah in Hilchas Avelus? Where does it come from? So the makar is a Hagos Maimonis, for which the makar is the Rav Yoh. Now, the Rav Yoh, actually, if you look in it, he never mentions a Beis HaKnesses. He mentions a place, a hall, where the actual chuppah takes place. So how come, if the Ramah is basing himself on this Rav Yoh, why does he write Beis HaKnesses? Says that Tiferes Yisrael, it's actually a printing mistake. How so? You see, in the original Rav Yoh, it wrote Beis Hei. And Beis Hei really stands for Beis HaNisuin, the place where they actually have the chuppah. The printer thought Beis Hei stood for Beis HaKnesses, and he wrote in the Ramah Beis HaKnesses. So therefore you've got a contradiction. But actually he never meant that, he meant the Beis HaNisuin, because that is what the Rav Yoy is referring to. Okay, that's how the Tiferes Yisrael squares the problem. However, there is a second solution, and that is the Chasam Sofer. And the Chasam Sofer is the tshuva on this whole sugya. We'll come to Rav Moshe soon, but the Chasam Sofer has like a landmark tshuva on this, and he notes a similar problem, a contradiction, as to where the chuppah should take place. You see, he quotes the Maharam Miminsk, who discusses where do the chosan and kala stand. Maybe you've been to a chuppah, and you see beforehand the Masada Kiddushin is sort of positioning the chosan, you stand over here, the kala stands over here, the parents over here. What's he doing? So the Maharam Miminsk says that the kala should stand on the right of the chosan, and they should be facing Mizrach. That's what he says. Now, and why Mizrach? He writes, Klape Oren HaKodesh. So Klape Oren HaKodesh suggests that they're in a shul. So a chasna did take place in a shul. And yet, the Maharam Miminsk later writes that there are different minhagim. For example, you should walk down to the chuppah with candles, because candles... light is simcha, and simcha, oiras with simcha. You should throw sort of kernels of wheat and grain at the chosan and kala. It's a simon for pru revu. And the third minhag he mentions is that we make the chuppah tachas kechwe hashamayim as a simon for pru revu, as a simon for the children, the couple should be zocha, it's a progeny, should have children as numerous as the stars in the heaven. So again, there seems to be a contradiction in the Maharam Miminsk. On one hand, he says the chosan and kala should face the Oren HaKodesh, which suggests they're indoors. And yet, he writes that they should be tachas kechve hashamayim, which suggests that it's outside. So which one is it? So the Chasam Sofer makes the following comment. He says that the Maharam Miminsk was a Talmud of the Maharil. Now, the Maharil was the source of many minhagim of Ashkenaz. And he says that back in the day, they used to actually have two chuppahs. And the first chuppah, this may sound very strange, but actually I've seen this actually played out. They used to have two chuppahs, and the first chuppah was outside, and the chosan and kala would sit under a chuppah. It's called a chuppas mains, like Frankfurt or Main in Germany, and a chuppas mains. Also, it's also called the chuppah shel simcha, and the chosan and kala sit outside before the chuppah that we know, and you throw kernels of wheat and grain and barley at the chosan and kala, and that is the first chuppah, and that is tachas hashamayim, and it's a simon for puruvu, etc., etc. You then go inside the shul, and they have a second chuppah, and therefore you've got the best of both worlds. Why do they have it inside the shul? Because, you know, that's the appropriate place to do it. It's when you have the ceremony. It's so you have two chuppahs. And therefore, the Chasam Sofer adds, why, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wanted to bless Avraham with children in next week's parasha, he took him outside of the tent, tachas ha-kechovim, as a simon that he should have, like a bracha, that he should have sort of a tangible act, that the chuppah should be, that he should have children. And so too, we take the chosan and kala outside, a tangible act, that the chuppah is outside, and therefore you avail them to this bracha, but the actual brachas and the seder of Erusin and Nisuin you have inside, because the shul is a makom kodesh, and it's the appropriate place to do it. That's how the Chasam Sofer deals with it. Two chuppahs. Now, I've been to such a chuppah. It was unusual. A girl from here married a man who was very keen to follow all the original minhagim of Ashkenaz. He now lives in Eretz Yisrael. They live in Eretz Yisrael. They live in Ramot, where the Rav of that shul, they do everything according to the old minhagim of Ashkenaz. So it makes shuls like Munk's and Washington Heights in place look sort of modern type of shuls. But the truth is, they apply all the original minhagim as they were back in Ashkenaz. And that's what he had. He had this chuppah outside. It was in Kinlos, before they did the skylight in Kinlos. And they had it outside. And then they went inside to have the chuppah, this like the second, the chuppah that we're familiar with. Now, interestingly, what happens if you only have one chuppah? So if you only have one chuppah like nowadays, then which one is more choshev, outside or inside? So the Chasam Sofer says the outside one is more choshev. What's the proof? The proof is that the chuppah, the two chuppahs of Minhag Ashkenaz, was only for a person who's not yet been married. But if you have a person who's getting married for a second time, they would only have one chuppah, even in Ashkenaz, and that chuppah would be outside. So you see, that takes priority. The Ramah, who didn't have the minhagim of Germany, he only had one chuppah, and that was done outside. So the Chasam Sofer says it's preferred to do the chuppah outside for the reasons the Ramah say, that it should be tachas hashamayim. However, if you can have two, then very good. If you can only have one, then it's preferred to have it outside. And why is there also a preference to have it outside? So then the Chasam Sofer talks about another factor. And that's an important factor. And that is, he has a concern that the reason why people want it inside is because it may be imitating the non-Jewish people. It may be chukas hagoyim. V'chukaseihem lo yisei lechu. Why? Because maybe they're imitating a church wedding, which of course takes place inside, and therefore the preference should be to have it outside. Did you want to ask something?
Yes, it's the second wedding nowadays is endorsed, isn't it?
In Chuppas Mainz.
The second time has been endorsed.
Am I wrong? The proof that the Chasam Sofer brings is that nowadays you're right. The ones that I'm familiar, the three that I've been to, they seem to be indoor. But the Chasam Sofer says back in the day, when you didn't have one, it would be outside. That's his raya, that it's actually better to have it outside. Now, so
twice the whole ceremony.
Not the whole ceremony. They just sit under the chuppah. It's a very strange thing. They sit there before the chuppah. The chasen and kalim next to each other on like a bench. They sat there, the one I went to at least. And whoever the younger family, they throw wheat and grain and barley at the chasen and kalim, and they sing a bit. And then that's it. They say goodbye. He goes back to the tish. She goes to the bedecking. And then they have the chuppah in the same way that we have it. But no, nothing else happens other than they sit there for a few minutes. They throw grain. They sing a bit, and that's that.
Then they go to the bedecking.
And then maybe
see each other before.
Yeah. Okay. But it's part of the ceremony. It's it's not a few days before. It's 5 minutes before. Maybe they go straight to the chuppah. Maybe the bedecking's happened already. I'm not sure. I can't remember the order of that. But either way, they have two chuppahs. It's an unusual thing, and unless you've seen it, it's not at all common. Now, just to add a couple of things, the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer was the Maram Shik. Now, the Maram Shik, and it happens on a few occasions, he takes the concerns of the Chasam Sofer, and he goes a little bit further with it. And he says that actually having a chuppah indoors could be an Issa Deraisa. Why? Because of a chukaseyem lo se lechu. Now, you have to understand the sort of the historical context of when they were writing. The Chasam Sofer died in 1839. Now, that was the beginning of the rise of reform. And the Chasam Sofer was a staunch opponent of reform, and he felt that there was a movement to sort of imitate the practices of the non-Jewish world, and therefore they had it inside the shul, and he didn't like it very much. But his Talmud, the Maharam Shik, he was very strong against it, and he says it's definitely that, and it's v'chukaseihem lo se'lechu, you're not allowed it. And you have a similar story with the case of where to put the bima in a shul. There was a movement to put the bima right at the front, and again, he was very anti it, because where does it come from? The havdil is an imitation of the church, where the altar is at the front, and therefore he was adamant not to have it there. So you have echoes of that in other tshuvas. Now, so the halacha l'maisa, what does one do nowadays? So there's a tshuva of Rav Moshe. Is it sort of case closed? If you take a look at the tshuva of Rav Moshe on the second page, there isn't time to do all inside. But the Rav Moshe sort of saves the day, as it were, for those who want an indoor chuppah. Before we come to Rav Moshe, there's one ha'ara of Rav Herzog. Rav Herzog was the Heichel Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Herzog. He is the grandfather of the current president of Israel, who's in the news the whole time. And Yitzchak Isaac Herzog was a Gaon Muflug. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He got smicha, there's stories about this. He was a tremendous Ilui and a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was the second chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael after Rav Kook. And he's got tshuvas called the Sefer, the Heichel Yitzchak. And he writes there that it should not be in a shul. But he has a totally different concern. He says, what's going to happen? And we're familiar with this. You have a chuppah inside a shul. There are halachas of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. When you go into a shul, there's a certain way in which you behave. You can't just schmooze and talk and whatever. Nowadays, most of our shuls have the status of a Beis HaMedrash, which is a slightly different status, where you can have a shashal ashudas there, and you can have a drink of coffee, and you can talk. But in a strict sense, in a Beis HaKnesses, the halachas are very strict. I remember once being in Gateshead, where the chuppas were, you know, where they have them on the top there, not in the shul, they have them in the square. And after the chuppah, I was walking with a certain Adam Gadol, walking back to the Beis HaKnesses, to the shul, we were going to daven mincha, and we were talking. And as we were about to get into the shul, we hadn't finished our conversation yet. And he said to me, does this have a status of a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash? So I said, look, I would imagine it has a status of a Beis HaKnesses. If there's one place in the world which is a proper Beis HaKnesses, and there's no, that's the Gateshead shul. So he said, okay, so then let's finish our conversation here before we go in, because he didn't even want to speak in the Beis HaKnesses. It's got a certain kedusha. So Rabbi Herzog says in Heichel Yitzchak, don't have a wedding in a shul, because where's the kedusha Beis HaKnesses? Where's the decorum? People are going to speak, there's going to be men on one side, even with machitz and everything else, it's going to lack the appropriate decorum that you need in a shul. That's Rabbi Herzog. But Rav Moshe has a very interesting tshuva. Rav Moshe writes in Evan Ha'ezel Chelek Aleph Simen Sadi Gimel, if you're on the second page. Again, I'll say it outside because there isn't time. He was asked a question by a Talmud, and this is in Toshin Tesvah, which is the summer of 1956. And a student writes to him and says, the shul are wanting me to make a chuppah inside the shul. And I know the Chasam Sofer, and I know the Ramah. What should I do? So Rav Moshe says something very interesting. Rav Moshe writes that not only can you do it inside the shul, but you, my dear Talmud, have to do it inside the shul. Because his job was at stake here, and he said your responsibility is to make sure that all the chuppas and kiddushin and the nisuin that take place in your community are done kadas v'kadin. If you get fired over this, who's going to oversee this chasna? You've got to make sure the most important thing is they get married properly. You're right, it's a very nice thing to get married outside and to avail yourself of this bracha of the Ramah of Tachas HaShemayim, which again is the Ramah is going back to earlier sources, but the ikka is they get married kadas v'kadin. And says Rav Moshe, you should therefore do the chuppah inside the shul if that is what they're insisting on. Why? What about the concerns of the Maram Shik and the Chasam Sofer imitating the non-Jewish world? So says Rav Moshe, that's not really a concern anymore. No one nowadays is going to get married inside a shul because they're imitating the practices of a church or anything like that. They'll get married inside a shul because it's raining outside, because it's cold. It looks more respectable, it looks nicer, but not for b'chuk ha'semnes and echel. That's not a concern. And therefore, Rav Moshe says that it's actually, he defends the shul weddings, and he says, of course, if you can have it outside, that's preferred, but it's certainly mutter to have it inside a shul. So, to summarize, the connection is last week's parasha, the first ever chuppah, and of course in this week's sedra and in the most sedras in the weeks to follow, there's someone getting married. But there is a famous contradiction in the Ramah. The Ramah says on one hand, you should have the chuppah tachas hashamayim in order to have tov sheh zaran kekeichvei hashamayim. For progeny as a bracha, they should have plenty of children. And yet the Ramah in Hilchas Yerodein, in Hilchas Avelus, he talks about the chuppah she'osim b'beis haknesses. So two ways to resolve the contradiction. One is the Teretz Yisrael, he said it's a printing mistake, as we explained. And then you've got the famous Chasam Sofer, who talks about two chuppahs. And then you've got the Maram Shik, who says, who takes the Chasam Sofer a bit further, and he says that actually shul weddings are forbidden because of Chuseim Nesalechu. And the Rav Herzog says the shul wedding is forbidden because of Kalas Reish, and you're going to not have the requisite decorum in a shul. Rav Moshe defends the shul weddings, like we said. And one final postscript and sort of thought, and that is the common practice of having a chuppah in a hall with a skylight. Now, how does that fit in? So lechora is the best of all worlds, because on one hand you've got a nice place, you're not cold and you're not wet, but yet it is tachas hashamayim. And there are poskim, and it's very common nowadays. In Kinlos they have it, and in many halls they have it. And the Divrei Malkiel in his tshuva says that's a very good idea. However, there is a tshuva of the Levushei Mordechai, a Hungarian posuk, who doesn't like it. And he's got a good svara. He says, I'll tell you why I don't like it. He says, what's the whole source of having a chuppah outside under the stars? It comes from Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Avraham Avinu out of his tent, tachas hashamayim, And that way he gives him a bracha that he was not going to have children and now he's going to have children. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu leave Avraham in his tent and just make a skylight? The fact is that the skylight wasn't good enough and you've got to take him out of the tent. So Levushim Mordechai doesn't like the skylight thing. But the Maisa, I think that is not a mainstream view. And the vast majority of Poskim, certainly contemporary Poskim, seem to like this idea. And like I said, it seems to be the best of all worlds, that you've got the comfort of being inside and the sort of the nice ambience of being inside a nice building. And on the other hand, the Chosn Kala is a Tachas HaShemayim. Interestingly, in Heathrow, where again, it's very common to have weddings, the chuppah is, if you imagine you go into Heathrow Park Hotel and you make a right where the hall is, you know, think you can picture what I'm saying? You make a right, you go down the stairs and you've got that hall there. That's where they do the chuppahs, but the chuppah is right at the front. And the chuppah is actually outside of the hall. You open the doors to the hall and it's actually at the front. You've got the planes going over, so every 3 minutes there's a huge roar. But it's interesting, because the chuppah is actually not in the hall, it's sort of adjoining the hall. I've been to various chuppahs there, and the person being Masadik Kedushin is insistent on there being 10 men under the chuppah around there. Why? Because you have a minion at a chuppah, preferably at least. And therefore, you know, if you've got you've got 500 people inside the hall and you've got 3 men outside, you haven't got a minion. So he insists that, you know, you get enough people with Aidin or with the parents and with whatever, you'll get there pretty quickly. But that's just an additional point. Okay, we'll leave it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.